Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a new effort to resurrect a law that would prevent enforcement of federal gun laws in Missouri. Let's talk about that now with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
So 4 years ago, the legislature passed the Second Amendment Preservation Act, but an appeals court said it was unconstitutional. So before we get into this new proposal, take us back to the underlying arguments for that Second Amendment Preservation Act.
Well, last year, Megan, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Second Amendment Preservation Act was unconstitutional. This was something that you and I had talked about before the ruling came out. And the reason why it was unconstitutional was it attempted to negate or to have state law override federal law. And that's a basic violation of the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which states that federal laws preempt state laws in areas where they overlap. So it was deemed unconstitutional. So this HB, it's House Bill 1175, that's in the legislature right now. It's an attempt to get around or to fix the unconstitutional elements of that original Second Amendment Preservation Act.
What exactly would it do? How would it get around that?
Well, it revises that previous idea that said that Missouri state laws override federal laws, and it does not contain that provision. But what it does is it states that Missouri law or law enforcement officials could not enforce federal laws in situations where federal law differed from Missouri law. Now, constitutionally, we've seen this done in other states and other areas. For example, in California and other states have stated by law that they cannot, that state officials cannot assist with immigration laws or the enforcement of federal immigration laws. So that in of itself isn't necessarily unconstitutional. But with this new House bill, the issue is less whether it's constitutional, but more about whether this is really a good policy for Missouri.
Well, and I understand that some law enforcement officials are saying that really the way that this could be interpreted as far as what kind of resources they could use from the federal government could hamper their investigations.
And I think that's a logical conclusion from what could happen in this bill. I mean, for example, anytime this bill would prevent Missouri state police or local police or any police in Missouri from cooperating with federal officials in situations involving drug law or gun laws. But the downside of that is that oftentimes when officials are investigating drug violations, there's also gun laws involved with that as well, because people who deal in drugs oftentimes carry guns, right? So in that instance, it could hamper that. Also, there's a provision in this bill that would allow people to sue law enforcement agencies for up to $50,000 per occurrence should they work to enforce or aid in the enforcement of federal gun laws. And that could create litigation. And really, the fear of litigation is more of an impediment here, because state officials may be reluctant to act out of fear that they might be sued, and that could hamper police efforts statewide.
Another bill that we're looking at is one that would give the Missouri Attorney General the authority to appeal judges' decisions to temporarily block state law. It would also change how ballot measures are written and certified. It's been sent to the governor. Democrats say this is really about abortion litigation, and I'm wondering what kind of precedent this could set and if it could backfire.
Well, this particular bill is squarely aimed, the way it's written, it's squarely aimed at one pending case. In February in Kansas City, a judge placed a preliminary injunction restraining Missouri regulations aimed at regulating abortion providers. Now, the judge in that case stated that the Missouri regulations violated the newly passed constitutional amendment that allows for abortions in Missouri. So this particular bill would allow the Secretary of State's office to appeal preliminary injunctions, even though generally speaking, preliminary injunctions are not appealable. But the way this bill is written, it would only allow it in this one specific case. So it wouldn't necessarily apply to any and all cases in the state of Missouri, but it would allow the Secretary of State to appeal this because right now the Missouri cannot regulate abortion providers because this temporary restraining order is in place.
That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Brad.
My pleasure.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.